And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 26th of February, 2011. It's the birthday of the mystery novelist Elizabeth George, born in Warren, Ohio, 1949, author of the Inspector Linley series, Scotland Yard detective. Books include In Pursuit of the Proper Sinner, A Traitor to Memory, What Came Before He Shot Her, Careless in Red. Elizabeth George, the first American mystery novelist whose books have been adapted by the BBC. She teaches creative writing. She's the author of a guide for novelists called Write Away, One Novelist's Approach to Fiction and the Writing Life. It's the birthday of the man who said, to love another person is to see the face of God, the French novelist Victor Hugo, born in Besançon, France, 1802. He wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame when he was in his 20s, became famous and wealthy. He used his fame to advocate for political causes, namely to denounce the regime of Napoleon III and encourage the French to rise up and revolt. So Napoleon III declared Victor Hugo an enemy of the state, and Hugo fled the country in disguise, went to Brussels, then spent 20 years in exile on the island of Guernsey in the English Channel, where he wrote, standing up at a pulpit, looking out across the water, wrote 20 pages of prose a day, wrote his masterpiece Les Misérables, published in 1865, about a poor Parisian man who steals a loaf of bread, spends 19 years in jail for it, afterward becomes a successful businessman, mayor of a small town, and then is imprisoned once again for a minor crime in his distant past. It's the birthday of the playwright Christopher Marlowe, 1564, Canterbury, England, author of Dr. Faustus and many other plays, died at the age of 29. And it's the birthday of Johnny Cash, born Kingsland, Arkansas, 1932, grew up in the Great Depression. Parents had a cotton farm, struggled to pay the bills. When he was 12, Johnny Cash watched his brother die in a table saw accident and remembered how his mother had to return to working the farm the day after the funeral. He was in the Air Force when he saw a movie about Folsom Prison, and he wrote the song Folsom Prison Blues. Took a job as a door-to-door salesman in Memphis, went to Sun Records, recorded Folsom Prison Blues, and it made his career. Here's a poem for today by Dave Morrison, the club manager. His office is above the stage, behind a thick, scarred wooden door, a desk piled high with bills, receipts, a small safe bolted to the floor. Envious friends say, man, how sweet to be the guy behind the scene. He puts aside the payroll page. It's time to fix the ice machine. The overhead is suffocating. Electric, rent, insurance, beer, the mobbed-up dumpster, glassware, liquor, mics, cables, amps, repair, advertising, ASCAP, sticker, bar staff, wait staff, bouncers, sound. The owner talks of relocating. He might as well just burn it down. Bands talk of blood and sweat and tears. They want more money, better dates. He knows that if they don't sell drinks, there's no point to unlock the gates. Sometimes, worn out, alone, he thinks, I'm through. I can't last one more week, but reconsiders when he hears cheers, clapping, whistles, stamping feet. The Club Manager by Dave Morrison from his collection Clubland, published by Fighting Cock Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can follow them on Twitter at Poetry Found, and by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.